This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts. Nectar Sleep, the last mattress you'll ever need. Get free sheets, mattress protector, and pillow with code GWFIT25. Crowd Cow, the marketplace for high quality craft beef and meats from ranches around the world. Save $15 off your first box with code MMA15. Bulletproof Coffee, power your mind, fuel your body, and unleash your limitless potential. Save 20% off with code BPMMA20. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 589.
589,
My name's Igor Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk a line between serious and ridiculous. What are you drinking? Some kind of Stella something or other?
We're now sponsored by... No, we're not. Stella Artois. It's fine premium lager.
It's like the champagne of beers?
Yeah. It's been brewing for 600 years. It's pretty tasty. It's a nice, like, if you just need a little something fresh.
I do need a little something fresh.
Burn on your throat, you know?
It's all about throwing it down to your throat or something else.
Yes. Hey, how about the Michigan Wolverines?
I don't watch college football.
12-0, baby. Beat Ohio State this weekend. Amazing. Didn't see. They're looking like they could win the whole thing. So
perfect.
Very exciting. Jim Harbaugh, the coach, you know, former Bear. Woo-hoo, go ahead.
Bears.
And that'll segue me and you into the Bears because I was like watching the first quarter and I'm like, hey, these guys are not looking too bad with the new quarterback. And then I was like, oh, never mind. It's like,
oh, it's the defense. But then it also just goes to show you how much having Justin Fields as your quarterback makes a difference. Like, if you're going to be in a shootout, you can, but you got to have the quarterback to back you up there.
Yeah, and some bad news. Apparently, Mooney's out for the season.
Yeah,
The safety.
Jackson's hurt, Eddie Jackson.
Yeah.
And then we also had two of our, who else was out? Brisker and Gordon were both in concussion protocol. So it was just like, we just played like dog shit. Because you shouldn't give up that many points to a fucking backup quarterback. You just shouldn't. And we did. But we're playing for draft picks now, not for playoffs or anything. And you know what? The Packers are only one game better.
Green Bay looks bad.
Really bad. And we're supposed to play them this weekend. So we'll see what happens. And who else? Who's the former champs, Super Bowl champs? They're not much better than us right now either.
The Rams, yep.
Yeah, they're like 3-7. I think we're 3-8, something like that.
Not looking good. It's weird. I mean, you got some stuff happening in the NFL, but Philly looking good, Minnesota.
Yeah.
You know,
we'll see what happens. And somehow the Bucks are in first place with a 5-something record. You have like one division that's horseshit, and I don't think anyone's over 500, and the top team is under 500 in their first place. Wow.
Well, you look at our division and the Vikings are 9-2 and everybody else won three or four games only. Yeah. and the Bucks division is even worse. Everyone is like 4 or 5 wins only. So I don't know. We're going to see. We'll see what happens. So let's get out of football before they kill us.
That's right. And I can't even talk about hockey because the Blackhawks, again, they're playing for draft picks too. So bad.
Yes. Yes.
So bad. I just stopped watching them. I'm not going to lie. And I think it's mostly the stupid digital ads. You can't have those fucking ads with players disappearing and distracting you while you're trying to watch it. So, all right. I'll digress some more. So just quickly, we had a PFL over the weekend. I want to share a tweet from Ariel Helwani because he did a poll on how many people are ordering the PFL tonight. Mm-hmm. And let's take a look at the results. So you had 48,954 votes, 91.4%, including us, voted no. And 5.2% were on the fence. So you only had 3% out of, let's call it 50,000 people, said that they were going to buy the pay-per-view.
So like 1,500 people?
Something like that.
Maybe 2,000?
Wow. Yeah. And then I had friends and family. You'd be lucky to get 10,000. And I don't think they'll ever release that, because you don't want to release that. No fucking way. That's so bad.
That's
so
bad. It's pretty bad. Well, people's attention spans are, like, thanks to TikTok and YouTube Shorts and Instagram, they, you know, it's like, blah, blah, blah. Maybe that's a model. They should have 10-second fights. 15-second fights. To the death. Everyone gets swords and then 15 seconds. Whatever happens, happens. I bet you people buy that.
I'm sure they would. Yeah. With some of the fight leagues we see and wild shit, 3-on-1, man versus dog, man versus kangaroo. I'd like more kangaroo fights.
Well, here we go. That's a good segue, because did you hear about this botcher ball? Is a new sport that's out?
No.
It's like a 3-on-3 basketball inside of a cage, but there's like grappling rules. And apparently over the weekend, there was some shit that went down where somebody got too crazy. And here he is. They're doing a little passing, doing a little shooting. And then this guy's like, oh, I got the ball. And I'm going to break the hoop. Bam.
Oh, it was a snap on the rim back.
Oh,
snap
that. He took it
too much spring.
Show that. So apparently, like, this is one of those. I'm still not clear on the rules. You can grapple, you can do certain things.
Yeah, if you scroll down a little bit more, there's another link there that you can click on, and they'll show you some more. Yeah, click on that.
Oh, you saw this. Okay. Let's check it out.
And then if you click on random spots, it'll show more of the fucking actual thing.
Butterball. Sorry, my shit is there. It is.
I don't understand the rules, because it just looked like kind of like wrestling. I didn't see any submissions.
No, it's a lot of standing around. Sorry. It's kind of like a weird basketball / grappling clone, and you know, it's a strange sport. I don't know, something new to explore if you're interested. Could be exciting. Seems more exciting than other things I've seen, but not as exciting as UFC. At least it's in a cage.
Yeah, that's true. So they have that going for them. And then we'll look at UFC this weekend. This is a weird image too. I don't know why they kind of cartoonized their pictures, but if you're gonna do that, you might as well take the wrinkles out of everyone's fucking face. So you have Wonderboy Thompson versus Kevin Holland. Wonder Boy is the underdog. And then this one should be good too. Brian Barberina versus Rafael Dos Anjos. A couple other ranked fighters. Tai Tuivasa. Sergey Pavlovich. 4 versus 5. And then you have number 8 versus number 8 somehow.
Yes.
Jack Hermanson, Eric Anders, Nico Price. This is a fucking solid card. Fucking Clay Guida's still alive.
Clay Guida. Yeah, I think this might be his last one.
I hope so. Michael Johnson, Darren Elkins, Amanda Ribas.
Damn, this undercard is like everyone who once was.
All right.
Solid. I mean, this could be one of those, and this is free, you know, so this could be one of those like sleeper, you know, no big stars kind of thing, but like solid mid-tier card, and they're all going to deliver, you know? So I would maybe consider checking that out, actually. We'll have to see what happens Saturday. So,
yeah, put it on at like 2 p.m. That was perfect. Can we get some more of those 2 p.m.ers?
Yeah, 9 is too late. I mean, you know, Thompson's like on a couple fight losing streak. You got Holland, who just lost to Chimaev. So I don't know. Are these guys going to put on a banger of a show? Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, it's hard to say. That's a mixed bag main event. I could see that one going either way. It could be awesome. It could be shit. And I'm not going to be surprised either way, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So speaking of which, let's talk about our sponsor.
All right. It's never too early to play holiday music. This is your cue. And it's never too early.
Jingle bells.
You say shingle bells?
I said something.
Okay. And it's never too early to start thinking about gifts. Whether it's for a friend or the friends in your pants, you can make this a season to be jolly with Manscaped. Do your little drummer boy a favor. And I would like some friends in my pants.
Damn right.
And use the Lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom. Then add in Manscaped's top-of-the-line shower products to have people thinking, all I want for Christmas is you. and a clean set of balls. Santa cares about his sack, and so should you. Look nice when you get naughty by going to manscaped.com/MMANuts for free shipping and 20% off.
That's right. And you get the Manscaped Platinum Package 4.0. So one-stop shop for men who deserves it all. A man or men, whoever gets in your way, just start shaving balls. All right, that's what it's all about. Yours, his, who cares? It has everything you need to help deck the halls from face to balls just in time for mistletoe season.
Yes, and just remember, you can get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. Manscaped, get your jingle balls ready for the holidays.
That's right. Woo, woo. Speaking of getting ready for the holidays, let's talk about Miracle Brand. Winter is here, and for me, that means struggling to find the right temperature when I sleep. That's no bullshit. I recently found a way to stay at the perfect temperature all night long using silver-infused bed sheets by Miracle Brand that were inspired by NASA.
Ooh, fantastic. And just keep in mind that Miracle Sheets are luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands. They're the perfect gift for your spouse, friends, or family. Who doesn't want better sleep and luxurious feeling bed sheets? I know I do, Matt. And since these come with three free towels, you get two gifts in one just in time for the holidays.
That's right. You go to trymiracle.com/MMA to try today or gift it to someone special this holiday season. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. You could save over 40%.
Whoa.
That's right. And be sure to use our promo code MMA at checkout to save even more and get three free towels. And Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you're not 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. So upgrade your sleep with Miracle Brand. Go to trymiracle.com/MMA and use code MMA to claim your free 3-piece towel set. That's difficult to say. And save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/MMA to treat yourself, a friend, or a loved one this holiday season. Thank you, Miracle Brand, for sponsoring this episode.
Yes.
And back to the show.
Back to the show.
That's
ding,
right.
Ding, ding. I have some updates for Cain Velasquez. Remember, I think it was last week, we were talking about
free Cain.
I'm
in a free Cain can.
You need a shirt. You need a hat. Like, make America great again. Free Cain.
That's right.
So the judge granted him, as part of his conditions of his temporary release, leave to go to Arizona between December 1st and December 4th without his monitoring device.
He can compete
in said...
The juice is loose.
Lucha Libre contest, as long as he's back in action with his device reattached by December 4th. So good on him. Get to go out and earn a little... cash or something.
I feel like he should have had to keep it on, because I would feel a little more intimidated by the man if he's got an ankle bracelet on or whatever they call that, ankle monitor, something. I feel like he should have worn it. But anyway, good. Let the man make a living at least for one night.
Even though he tried to kill the wrong man.
That's right. It's fine. That's okay. We're okay with this.
Kill them all. I mean, no, that's Metallica.
Sorry. Or don't. That's right.
I think it is anyways.
Yeah, I think it is. That sounds like something they would say. I also saw UFC is talking about John Jones versus Francis Ngannou at UFC 285 March 4th. And they're saying if Ngannou is not ready, then they're going to do Curtis Blaydes, which I think at heavyweight, I always said that's the worst fucking possible matchup for John Jones. So, of course, they're going to do that. He's only been out 3 years, so fucking give him Curtis Blaydes.
I like that one. Actually, Curtis used to train with Comprito, and the only other guy I've ever heard him talk about being that fucking strong of a wrestler was Brock, and he's like, this kid is like really strong.
Yeah, so
like,
I think it's terrible for John.
For John, it's no good. But from what everything I've seen, John looks huge. Like, I don't know how much cardio he has anymore these days, but he looks like he can run through a wall. So I don't know. Maybe that translates to, you know, being able to
wrestle.
He's going to
be rusty as fuck, though. That's 3 years out. But again, you're talking about a guy who's literally undefeated. So 3 years out may not mean 3 years out for him.
True story.
But let's get back in there, man. This is ridiculous to be out that long. I don't understand why 3 years. I got to move up the heavyweight, but I'm going to take 3 years to do it. Mm-hmm. It's insane. Like, how, what do you do for money being out for 3 years? Did you just bank a bunch of shit?
Maybe, or had appearances.
Yeah. That's so long. What else is happening out there?
Did you see this video of Patty Pimblett? Okay. So apparently the man, here it is. The man was out walking his dog, and let me know if this is too loud. I'm going to try to give you some volume. And he was nice enough to ring this lady's ring doorbell who happened to not be home. And can you hear this?
I don't know. Play it. I hear nothing. I don't think you shared sound.
Did not hear anything?
No. Nope.
Let's try again. Technology fail. Here we go. How about now?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, look. My dog's just had like a sloppy shit outside. I was just wondering if you got some water. I don't want to leave it outside.
That can't be the bathroom.
It is.
I'm 5 minutes away from home. Don't worry, I'll clean it.
You sure? I feel terrible. You know what I mean?
No, it's all right.
It's just had a proper sloppy shit and I can't even pick it up with a poo bag. You know what I mean?
Don't worry, I'll clean it when I get in.
Thank you very much once again. I'm sorry about that. I hate doing stuff like that. That's why I knocked on.
Go on, I'll see you later. Ta-da.
So that's wild.
What a nice guy, you know, like, I'm sure you have a dog. You've had this happen where you're like, what the fuck just came out of this dog? I can't pick this up. Right. What a nice guy. He's like, hey, my dog shit in your front yard.
Yeah. Good thing she knew who he was, but that's kind of creepy as fuck. Like someone ringing my doorbell at night, like, my dog shit. Can you give me some water?
Do not like
off.
Okay.
No, I'm like, don't worry about it, but don't ring my doorbell. Those solicitors, ever.
No matter what, even if the house is on fire, do not ring the bell.
That's right. Do you not see the sign, you fucking twat?
Wow.
Is it Patty the Batty?
I feel like you've turned into the grumpy old man. Get off my lawn.
Not yet. I'm working on it. Still got a few more years. I think once I hit 50, then I can be official.
Okay.
I'm just in training right now.
I like it.
Like the right citations. I get mad when people drive too fast on my street.
Oh, that I can get behind. That's no good.
Some twat did that on Halloween and I recognized the car. And every day this motherfucker drives down the street. So one of these days he's going to get a little surprise. Just waiting. And I don't know what that surprise is going to be. I'm just
like
saying.
One of those strip things like the cops use in high school.
That's a good point. I should just sit out there and wait. And
just pull it.
Hey, oh, man, he was going 50 at 25. Tires. He was doing that on fucking Halloween. There's kids crossing the street, fucker. What else? Money-wise, I saw Artem Lobov is suing Conor McGregor for $30 million.
Oh.
And they're saying that, or his attorney is saying that Artem was the creator and co-founder of the concept to launch an Irish whiskey with Conor McGregor. They're also saying that Lobov turned down $1 million from Connor. So, like, can you? Well, obviously, you can sue on the fact, but do you think you win just because you came up with the concept to launch the idea? Like,
no.
That sounds very vague.
It seems like a lawsuit to get a little bit of a payout, you know?
Yeah, I mean, without going to trial.
Connor might throw him a few bucks here or there just to get him to go away.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I can see that.
And then the other thing I saw, Errol Hawani posted, said Yuri Krajicek, or however you say his fucking last name, he suffered a serious shoulder injury per his team. They said he's out of UFC 282. And the weird thing is he's vacating the belt, which I don't understand. And they said he's going to need surgery. And then the new main event is Jan Błachowicz versus Magomed Ankalaev for the vacant title. And they're still unclear why there's no Glover Teixeira in the fight. So why does he have to vacate the belt because of an injury? Because I think he fought in June was the last time. So it's like 5 months ago. And I feel like in the past, we've let guys go for years.
Years.
Right? So why aren't they doing like an interim belt? Why are they just outright stripping the guy just because he had an unfortunate injury? Unless they know like he's not coming back from this injury.
Well, Dana said that it was one of the, it's the most brutal injury he's ever seen. Like, and he's like, it's really fucking bad. Like,
or is that his justification to strip the title, right?
Yeah, I don't know. The whole thing seems weird to me, but
it's curious.
Like bi curious? I don't know.
If it's curious, it's bi curious.
Too many labels. I can't keep track.
It's true.
Yeah, it's very odd. I don't know. It seems like, you know, according to what I read, it's 6 to 7 months of a recovery. That's not that long, you know, but
no, it puts him at like a year, just over a year. Fucking, we've had guys for like 2 years that didn't fight and held the belt. And I don't even think they did the interim. I think they're just title shot happy. They just want to have title shots every time, but you can still do the interim and give that guy some fucking respect for being a champ. You know, you're stripping him because of an injury. That doesn't seem right.
It does not.
So, I unfortunate. Agree. What else is happening?
Well, all right. So we have Paige Van Zandt news.
Thank you. I'm in.
Do you know what I'm talking
can
about?
Can I subscribe? No, I don't. But well, I subscribe.
You can subscribe. If you fly to New York the weekend of December 16th, she will be making a special guest appearance at the Sapphire Gentlemen's Club. Labeled as, you called it, Matt, labeled as the sexiest Friday night anywhere in New York City. There you go. She's going to be there doing God knows what. But, you know, if you want to check that out.
Well, it looks like the cover of a porn video.
It really does. I think something like that might happen there while you're there. So I don't know.
Well, she, like I was saying, she's getting racier and racier on her OnlyFans. Now she's putting pictures of her pussy up. It only took a little bit of time. So she's like, you know, I always say that she's a week away from hardcore porn, but you never know.
I feel like December, it's happening.
Yes, I like it. Good for her. Make a buck while you can, because body's not going to hold up forever. Unless you're, let's see. Where is she? Unless you're 56 year old, I'll show you 56. I'm kind of skipping ahead, but why not? Selma Hayek.
Ooh,
hey, 56.
Now. Nice.
Yeah, I'll take a little of that. Mm-hmm. To go. And what else I said? Oh, yeah. Remember, there's a lot of guys, a lot of fighters that I don't like. Well, I just realized why I don't like Dustin Poirier. He's a sore winner.
What?
How's he's that a possible? Sore winner. So a clip just came out, and I probably can't post it, but was showing the interaction between Chandler and Poirier after a fight. And Chandler's coming over to like hug it out or shake his hand and say, nice fight. And Poirier is basically like, no, fuck you. This is my house. This is my house. You try to stick your fingers in my mouth and then fucking blah, blah, blah. I'm like, the fight's over. You won. I get you're maybe... you think he did some illegal shit during the fight, but it was like the same shit like when he broke Connor's leg or Connor broke his leg and he's like talking shit to the guy. I'm like, dude, you won the fight. You can at least be fucking somewhat respectful, but no, you're a fucking dick every time, every chance. So there it is. Like, that's what it is. It's a lack of respect after the fight's over. And I think that was part of my issue with Bisping, was he just wasn't fucking respectful to people. I enjoy him as a personality now, but I just remember him like spitting on people and after the fact. I'm like, I get it. You still might not like the guy, but you can at least shake his fucking hand. And that Ronda Rousey, right? After she beats Miesha Tate, Miesha sticks the hand out. She can't fucking shake her hand. I just fucking hate her too much. I'm like, Jesus Christ, you're in fourth grade. Get over yourself. So at least I finally figured it out, Ingo. I was always going, why do I hate Dustin Poirier? I don't understand the hate.
So you like sore winners? No, you don't like sore winners, but you love sore losers. No,
something like that. I just think you need to be respectful, win or lose. How's that?
I'm with you.
What else is going on out there?
Well, here we go. We have Raquel Pennington and
Tisha Torres.
Tisha Torres. Yes, thank you. Just announced that they are going to be having a child. There they are with the.
They look fantastic.
They look happy together. Yep. They're out hiking. Made with lots of love and a little science. Baby Pennington due June 2023. So good Great. For them. I feel like let me just go back because I mean this is like wow. Look at this picture. Like they're out doing their thing.
Yep.
Doing a little hiking action. Looking happy.
With the tightest jeans possible.
I don't mind.
No. Good for them. I heard they were getting a lot of hate online because Why? They were happy and pregnant. I'm like, who gives a shit? I don't give a fuck what you like or do. If you're happy, good for you.
Why do people hate on that?
Probably because it's two women being pregnant and married.
Like you're not allowed to do that?
Who knows? I don't give a shit. You do whatever you want. As long as you're happy and you're not hurting anyone, who gives a shit? And moving along, I saw, you know, Jeremy Stevens lost. He was on that PFL card. I think he got submitted. He is now 1-7 and won no contest in his last 9 fights. And I think he did an interview. I don't know if this is MMA Junkie, but they're posting this. He says, I think it is his pre his fight.
Okay.
He said, I'm probably more of like a serial killer than anything. I got that thirst, like those urges, a Dahmer, a Bundy. I'm not highlighting any of these guys. What these guys did was sick, but something like that, I have a thirst like that that I have to satisfy. It's not ever going to be satisfied until I go out there. So what the fuck is he talking about?
I am very confused and concerned. What is it? Is this like the next Dexter? Like
I don't know, man. Like
he has a thirst and a hunger.
I have a thirst, but you can quench that. There's a different thirst that I think he has than the rest of the world. It's very odd. 1-7-1. So, anyway, little KO of the week.
Please
get out of that. I don't know if I don't think I can play volume because I think there was some music at the end of this one. But it's a nice short elbow.
What was that clinch we talked about?
It's like gink.
Oh, and damn.
He gets straightened up. And then you want to add insult to injury? Oh, he grave digs him. Robot grave digger. Are you kidding me?
That's awesome.
I'm okay with this. I'm like most respectful sometimes, but I can enjoy a little celebration sometimes too. What else is happening?
What do I have left? I have did you see Henry Cejudo and Hezbollah facing off, causing some mayhem?
Let me guess what happens. Hezbollah sucker punches him.
No, not this time, Matt. They actually hug it out.
There yeah, I'm sure.
Ah, you're wrong. I'm wrong. Look at that. He's like
every time.
What's up?
Cejudo's barely taller than him.
He's got a very sparkly. There he goes.
Oh, he elbowed him. That's fucking dirty, man.
He's like, I got you. Yeah. He's like, oh, right in the nuts.
Dude. See, he's a dirty fighter, this little fuck. You should pick him up and slam him.
I don't know,
break his little spine. Fuck
it's like,
that guy.
It's like one of those. At first, you're kind of like, yeah, this is like a kid. And they're like, no, it's not. It's a man.
Yeah, it's confusing.
That's it. You're getting rocked. So I don't know. They're doing weird shit now.
I don't know.
He keeps trying to hit him in the balls. Like, I don't get it.
But yeah.
Hezbollah news. You're right. You called it. Same shit.
That's his move, man. I'll sucker punch you because that's all. He's got to be sneaky. I don't like sneaky. Let's do a little tweet of the week. I don't know what order I'm in. I'm out of order. I should be out of order. It says, shirts that go hard. The owner of the boner, Ingo. That's who I want to be known as.
Wow.
Or you can have this one. Big Bird, don't be a cunt. Assholes live forever. One of those two. Let's look at it. Some boxing face-off. I saw this one. I don't know who it is. This is names, but I'm not interested in names. I'm just interested in weigh-in outfits. Yeah, I miss that. We don't have any more sometimes. And I believe we have an alternate angle on that. Let's just take a look. Yeah, yes, we do have an alternate angle. We'll go to that.
I'm excited.
You got to make sure you get all the angles, Ingo.
Mm-hmm.
All the tongue twisters, all the angles, Ingo. Yep. Yep.
That's nice.
And then I saw like someone tweeted this out, and then they blurred this section out for some reason. Thought, that's
so
weird.
Shiny. It's saying, I know. Look at me.
Right? Kind of wild.
I'm like, check if there's any hairs out of place on my stash. Like,
right. You know. Exactly.
Let me get up close.
Sometimes you got to get up close and personals. Mm-hmm. Well, this is happening.
That's it for news for me. I'm good.
Okay. Let's see a couple MMA fighters or, you know, how they celebrate Thanksgiving. So this is Katrina Lehner. Checking if her turkey's done. And
she probably has that turkey.
She probably has the best OnlyFans out there. I'm just saying. You can check if her turkey's done. Or
what
she's checking for
Katrina what?
Lehner, Lehner. She may be doing interesting things with holes. I'm just saying. You can probably find stuff. And then there's Pearl Gonzalez out there. She's wondering, like, should you skip the turkey and go straight for the cookies? It's like, sometimes, I don't know. Maybe you should. Maybe you shouldn't.
Some pineapple panties? Is that what we're looking at?
Maybe cupcakes and... I think it's peaches and cupcakes, or maybe it's just peaches. I don't know. Hard to say.
Peaches for me, peaches
That's
for
right.
you.
That's right. So I can appreciate that. And then MMA Weekly was nice enough to put together the 2022 UFC Fighter Swimsuit Edition.
Oh, nice.
It's quite lengthy, so we're going to go a little fast. So, Jesus, can I have a pop-up ad, please? Julian Robertson. Let's take two pop-up ads, Alex. Mm-hmm.
I like the red.
Yeah, hair. I'm trying to get to the next person. So
there's a lot.
Yeah, Mackenzie Dern. They probably have 20 pictures for each one. I feel like they should have just been happy and posted. This is Mackenzie Dern. So I might slow down on her. But yeah. I mean, you get the jive of her. Shevchenko. I don't know why she's on here, but yeah. Moving right along. But Misha Tate,
back
in the heyday. Actually enjoy her picks now, but they're going old school. Yana Jędrzejczyk. Hanging out, doing work. I go turbo. See what happens. Holly Holm was in there. I caught a glimpse. We haven't heard much from her lately. What's she up to?
She's been quiet, yeah.
And then, yeah, I mean, you can kind of get the gist of it. So MMA Weekly doing the work that everyone should do. And now here is the best, probably ask the nuts. This is a good one. So which animal could you beat in a fight? And don't worry about Brits or Americans, but which of the following animals, if any, do you think you could beat in a fight if you are unarmed? So let's start with rat. I think we both can agree. Yes. House cat. Yes.
Goose. I don't know, man. House cats can be fucking vicious.
Their fucking claws are a problem.
Those claws are a problem. It depends if they're declawed or not. Declawed for sure. Not declawed, it could be sketchy.
Yeah, but it's a weight thing. Because what are they, 20 pounds at best?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, even if they do bite you, you can fucking choke slam that fucker and snap its spine.
Good point.
Goose. Yeah, yeah. I guess it gets to the point where you're on the scale. See, I tap out at like a large dog, yes. And it's breed is going to be a problem because some of those large dogs are fucking big. So that one's going to be breed specific.
I would say I tap out at eagle. Those are nasty. An eagle and large
claws
dog in that
problem.
Area. Chimpanzee.
I'm going to say no. They're strong.
No,
King cobra, yes. I'd take that fight. Kangaroo, I don't think, because they'll fucking disembowel you with their claws. That's the problem. They have these claws and they fucking gut you.
Unarmed, but though. Think about that.
I would like to try. Wolf, I'm out. Crocodile, I think I can beat. I think I can beat, because if you could jump on their back and rear naked choke them.
Yeah, is that the one that you just got to zigzag because they can't go side to side?
Maybe. I think you just, if you get them out of the water and then you're on land and then you jump on its back and choke them out. And then from there, it's a lose. There's no way you're beating gorilla, lion, elephant, grizzly bear. Elephant would be interesting, but I just was trying to think, like, how would you even approach that? There's no way, unless you just go for the balls, because those might be like a speed bag.
Maybe.
And if you just fucking start doing work on the speed bag, but I could never get the rhythm. So
I'm climbing in through his anus, and I'm going to eat him from the inside.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
Balls and anus.
He's just going to look perfectly normal on the outside, and at some point, he's just going to go... and be dead, and I will come out his ass and be like, victory.
Exactly. Perfect. I can support this. You can see that on our Patreon. $10. Fucking, here's Ingo eating an elephant ass out.
Oh my God.
Something like that. I don't know.
I think we could make money doing that. I might not survive that, but that's okay.
No, but I'll be willing to. I don't know what country I have to go to make that happen, but.
Singapore.
Maybe. And then I think we're at this is looking back through. I think we're at Knowledge.
Well, I'll just say this. You know, I'm an avid music lover, and I just want to comment on the trend I've been seeing on live music and the exorbitant prices and practices that are happening with these things. Like but the most weird thing I just saw was Metallica is selling tickets for a concert at Soldier Field that's happening at the end of summer in 2024.
What? That far out?
Yes. Apparently they're going on some epic world tour where there's going to be like Pantera and all these like badass bands together. And they're going to play two shows here in August of 24. But Five Finger Death Punch is going to be with them on one of them. But I'm just like, these guys are old. Like, how? There's no guarantee they're going to be alive in 2 years. That's a long time.
That's a good point. Like,
6 to 10 months is about right. Maybe sometimes even 12, because they'll pre-sell like now for summer shows. I get that part. But 2 years, 2.5 years sometimes, like, what is happening? I don't get it.
Well, is that a venue thing? Because we had the COVID. And that was so locked up for so long that all these places got sold out. So maybe are they that far out for when you can actually book something?
No, I don't think so. Their world tour is happening from 2023 to 2024. It's like a year-long world tour, but they're selling tickets like now for everything. So it's nuts. I don't know.
That's insane.
And they haven't, I forgot when they officially go on sale. It's soon. But I'm guessing the prices are going to be like impossible for like insanity expensive. So
it's like with Taylor Swift, and like they had that release on Ticketmaster and the whole thing got botched. And now the government's going to investigate fucking Ticketmaster. But every time this happens, nothing comes of it. So, okay, we're the government. We're going to investigate it. But then what the fuck do you do? Nothing comes out of it.
They're
zero.
All in cahoots. Well, they have this thing now called real-time pricing. So if the demand goes up, as like, you know, tickets go on sale at like 10 a.m. on a Wednesday. If the demand is high, the ticket prices naturally go up as the in that like 30 seconds to 2 minutes that happened. Like a $50 ticket could become $300 because of demand.
Some kind of legalized scalping then.
Yeah, it's because the idea is like, well, the artist should get the money, not the scalpers. But it's all, I think it's all,
so you're fucking a consumer at the end of the day.
Smoke and mirrors. Like, you know, people were bitching that Bruce Springsteen was like $5,000 for nosebleed seats to one of his shows, and you're like, this is like, I don't know. So
he could barely put a sentence together. Saw it, like they had, I don't know if you saw it, the 2022 what was it, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame show?
No, I did not see that. No.
Oh, so it was, God damn, who all perform? I couldn't believe some of these people are still alive, or they're so old. So it was like Duran Duran, Pat Benatar, Lionel Richie, Eminem was on there. He got inducted. Dolly Parton. And but some of them are so old, you're like, Jesus Christ, you're still alive? Holy fuck. And then Lionel Richie was performing, and then obviously Dave Grohl is up on stage playing guitar for him at some point. Like, holy shit. And Lionel, I think 74, and Pat Benatar was 69. Fuck, I don't know how old Dolly Parton is, but man, it's Lionel crazy Richie, huh? Seeing them. And some, and I'd say for the majority, most of them still had a decent voice, because that's always like, yeah, fuck, you're talking, what, a 40-year career on some of these people, yeah. 50
He's like
year.
Hosting Idol now, Richie, or something, American Idol.
He looked like he did a lot of face work done, and he was just kind of happy to be there. I don't know how with it he was, but I don't know. So it was interesting. I like watching those shows. I this was one of the ones where they didn't all get together at the end. I like that when you have like a, you get all the performers who won and get them all up a stage and then playing songs. And
yeah, that's fun. Yep.
Yeah. They, I didn't think they did that at this one. So I saw this. This doesn't look like a real video game, but I think this is how women should be in video games. I'm just saying.
Whoa.
Just wait. Hey, can you get some of that jiggle?
I like it. A little butt jiggle.
Yeah. But that, I feel like they're getting away from that in some games. And then let's see what the other thing I had. I had some other stuff, but YouTube's kind of being weird with what we can and can't put in a video. So we'll put this one up. I saw Jay Leno got hurt and burnt himself a couple weeks ago. Oh. He was under his car and like a gas fire came out and he got like second and third degree burns on his face and his arm. Ouch. So Brandon Walsh put this out. He said, this is messed up. There's a picture of Leno and you can see his arm with like the burn hole still in it. And then apparently he's making the Jay Leno signature fleshlight. Oh, the boner God. Blaster.
That's disgusting. That's messed up.
I
agree with the caption. So messed up.
So we'll leave it on that. Let's shut it down.
Ugh, I can't unsee that, Matt.
Hey, I know. Sorry.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing. I'm going to go throw up.